now, the men who put the P-U back in computer. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
And welcome back to another edition of What is the Computer Corner? It's, in fact, I believe the last Computer Corner of the year 2004. Would it not be, Mr. Disney?
It is, in fact, the last. It's the last because next week we will be on hiatus.
That's that Xmas thing.
We'll be up on out this.
Wow.
In fact, this is, for Ken, he'll be out for 2 weeks.
Yeah. Well, actually, I'll report live from the Consumer Electronics Show on the 8th.
Oh, look at that. Actually, you're going to be out 3 weeks then.
Well, as far as the...
Hey, the sound ran out.
The whole world is concerned.
That was pretty slick, huh? You like how our high-tech show just all of a sudden runs out?
Hey, you can't be like all the other shows, right?
That's true.
Can't be smooth. It's never been in our character after 11 years.
Luckily, since we're not smooth on the air, we are smooth with technology, with computers, and with your problems.
Oh, yeah, baby.
And in case you've never listened to the show before, we are a show all about technology, computers, and, of course, your problems.
Stuff and some junk.
We talk about those things. We usually bring a theme in tow with us to the air here, which we do have this week. But we also invite you to call in on the theme, which we're going to talk about in a second here. Or with your technology problems, your questions, your, what do I buy for the techno person in my life?
Yeah,
what
whatever.
Kind of tech gear. We can give you advice. We can tell you what to stay away from. We can help you out with your problems. We can do all those kinds of things and even more. And we've got ways for you to participate.
And if none of those things are what you're looking for, we'll be a friend, too.
Well, if you pay.
No, right? They don't have to pay. This is free.
Oh, okay.
It's free friendship. Just call.
Here's how you call. You call using your phone, and that can be a cell phone or a landline or voice over IP. We don't care.
Hey, they're not that technologically
challenged. Some of them
challenged.
Are. There's a few of them are.
All right.
602-277-5827. It's 277-KTAR. That's how you would dial the digits to get on in here, or you can check us out at our website in case you're bashful or in case you get busy signals at datadoctors.com. You click on the radio show section, and you'll see links there on the right-hand side to ask a question and or make a suggestion.
I'm looking around because I see on this paper we have here that there's the Phoenix toll-free 800 number. I thought that died a long time ago.
Yeah, it was gone. How did it come back again?
I don't know. I think it creeped back into our show notes. So if you see that and try to dial the number, it's probably going to go to...
Good luck. It's probably like some adult service or who knows what it is.
It's a toll call.
You never know.
If you want it to be free, then use the website and converse in that manner.
Or get voice over IP.
Yeah, there you go. So anyway, it's the last show before the end of the year, the last show before the big holiday season culminates. And if you are in need, if you're one of those out there frantically driving around trying to figure out what the heck you're going to get for Johnny, Joe, whatever, whoever in your life that's a technology fanatic, give us a call. Call us from the store if you want, saying, I'm looking at these two things. Which one of these?
The only thing you shouldn't do is call us just after you made the purchase and
right.
It's not returnable.
Yeah.
Because we might tell you not to get the thing you got, and then you're going to feel real bad.
Watch out for the rebates. Watch out for the gift cards that have a load on them, like an inactivity load. There's all these gotchas out there. Before it used to be, I want that. I'll pay for it. I'm done. No. If it plugs in or uses batteries nowadays, chances are it's tied to a rebate or a special cut the box apart and send in just the right piece. By the way, if you've never used a rebate form on a piece of electronics, be very, very careful about how you do this. The box that you bought it in, make absolutely sure you hang on to that. There's a special part of that box, and it can't be a copy. It's got to be the original. That you have to send in with most rebates. And oftentimes people will buy something, throw the box away, and then 2 weeks later try to figure out how to get their money on their rebate, and it's too late.
Oopsie, it's up in smoke.
They threw away the UPC code, which is a little barcode, the Universal Product Code, or whatever the heck that acronym stands for.
Probably stands for that. It
yeah.
sounds good.
Hey, sounded good.
And as we alluded to, we won't be here next weekend because of the Christmas holiday. But the weekend after, which is actually New Year's Day, I'll be here. Ken will be out playing around. So in case Y2K is a few years late, I'll be here to make sure that any of your technology problems that you're suffering with, I'm here to help you.
Y2K.4 or something?
2005 is coming.
Oh, whatever.
We got to get you know here.
I'm losing track.
I guess.
So, you know what? It's pretty much a how can we help you show today. And we're going to kind of touch on tech highlights for 2004. We've got a couple of experts that we're going to have on later on in the show, reflecting on the year 2004 and giving you their top technology picks.
You mean experts beyond us?
Much more expert than us.
Much more expertotic?
Yes.
Is that a new word?
And the two of them combined is about half my age, but that's why they're more of an expert.
Right.
Of course, we'll probably hear from Adam. We got our Geek Speak of the Week, our free download of the week, or excuse me, our download of the week, which happens to be free this
week. Yes.
And lots of resources for the various things that we think might be interesting to you. But really, it's about, hey, how can we help you? It's crunch time, folks. And by the way, if you're thinking you're going to order something online and have it show up in time,
I think today is like the last day, maybe.
You're
for that.
Right at the end of the line here, probably today or tomorrow, and then you're on your own.
And by the way, I think for shipping needs, you need to be getting that stuff out to shipping stores today. I think Monday is kind of the cutoff. And if you're paying for like priority mail, if you're doing the mail, or UPS, depending on where you're going, you're probably
FedEx.
The ground isn't going to make it anymore.
Not unless it's like right around the corner.
Yeah, if it's a state over, maybe. But other than that, you're probably going to need to start paying for upgraded shipping if you want to get it there in time.
So it's be careful, pay attention, and give us a call, 602-277-5827. As is customary, the beginning of the show is about the only time there are open phone lines. So do call in. We want to bring the expertise that we gain from our various operations, from Phoenix to Tucson to Flag to Prescott. Got a new Prescott store open, from Anthem to...
Well, a store out in Fountain Hills just
Fountain
opened.
Fountain Hills is open, what, yesterday?
Yeah.
So all you folks that have been calling from Fountain Hills, we got a lot of people that have
called. It's in that Target Center that there's only a temporary sign up now because Fountain Hills, the city of Fountain Hills, I shouldn't say anything bad in case somebody's listening, but they've been very pleasant to work with, let's just say.
Ha ha ha! Sign committee is very strict. And you know what?
Yeah.
I understand that. They have a very specific lifestyle they're trying to maintain there.
Guess what we're getting for Christmas in Fountain Hills? We're getting a sign.
We're getting a sign?
It goes up next week, yeah.
Wow, the doctors of data sign, huh?
Something like that.
So anyway, Prescott, they did their launch.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we've got people listening from outside of the state as well. We've got our operations in Vegas and Denver and Dallas and Boulder. And,
maybe coming to the Great White North soon.
Oh, yeah, we're definitely going.
You never know.
We're definitely going up there, and then they're working on Boston and New Jersey. So we collect the information from the various techs from around the country that are data doctors that work on machines all week long.
East Coast, West Coast,
that's
yeah,
right.
You know it.
Yo, 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 yo. and we're trying to bring that to you free of charge here until 2 o'clock local time, mountain time, whatever it is.
Phoenix time.
Yeah, Phoenix time. The rest of the world is off their kilter. We're always correct.
I think 2 hours and 14 minutes ahead of us, right?
Something. Like that.
Right.
Half hour time zones. It's Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, a.k.a. the Data Doctors, here to talk computers with you until 2 o'clock. 602-277-5827. I think we got one line open. When we come back, we're going to start addressing the issues from Richard and Phil and all those folks that are on the line. And I think we might have some stuff to kind of some last-minute gift giving that we might be able to do as...
We got gifts to give, or
yeah,
we got
maybe
gift ideas?
Maybe. We might have something special there, so you want
right
to hang tight to hear for that. Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, Data Doctors, 602-277-5827, or visit us online at datadoctors.com to participate in today's show.
AJ's Fine Foods has everything.